At the very end of Women's History Month, we're talking about the role of women in the greenest politics in America, and that is marijuana law reform. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws has created the Normal Women's Alliance to fold in the role of women into modern marijuana prohibition reform. Joining us today is somebody who's been instrumental in the Normal Women's Alliance. She works at the National Normal Headquarters. It's Sabrina Fendrick. Sabrina, welcome here to Active Voice Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I saw your post this week at the Women's Alliance talking sort of an overview about the women who are involved with Normal and reform, but it also talked a bit about the history, too. Tell us a little bit about Pauline Sabin. I know Normal gives an award in her name each year.
Well, Pauline Sabin is a woman who organized one of the most successful and largest groups fighting alcohol prohibition in the 1930s. And while a lot of people know that it was women's groups that started prohibition and advocated it for it in the first place, it was actually a women's group that got it repealed. And she started an organization called the WONPR, Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform, which at one point had 1.5 million women in it. And
wow.
They were very public. They sent letters to their congressmen. They did campaigns. Pauline Sabin was on the cover of Time magazine. So this organization was instrumental in getting alcohol prohibition repealed. And there are a lot of similarities between Pauline Sabin and her group of women and what kind of potential there is in fighting this prohibition.
You know, why was it so important? You know, why was it so important for women to have that role in prohibition reform in the 1930s?
Well, because a lot of the main arguments for prohibition were our children. We need to protect our children from this alcohol. It's making our husbands crazy and they're losing their jobs. Those were the main arguments for instituting prohibition in the first place. So what would really... The women were the ones that were complaining, and the women were the ones that people were trying to look out for. So when a women's group, and that's something Pauline Sabin even said, that the WCTU, Women's Christian Temperance Union, was the female group that got prohibition instituted, said they were speaking for all women, and Pauline Sabin thought to herself, well, you're not speaking for me, and I don't agree with this, and I'm going to work to repeal this because I don't think it's right, and I think it's hurting our children because these saloons will take anybody, and they're not discriminating against minors, and it's actually more accessible to more people on a criminal level. So they basically use the maternal female angle to leverage their influence. I mean, you know, you can break it down to if mama ain't happy, ain't no one happy, you know.
Right on. And these arguments are also playing out today with marijuana prohibition. And we've seen a bigger focus. I mean, last year we saw a pretty intense sort of laser beam focus on moms who use marijuana. There were stories, big stories, in magazines and on television and newspapers. This sort of set of phrases came out, stiletto stoners, which a lot of women aren't too happy with that phrase, but some women have embraced it as well. And then there are the sort of soccer mom stoners that we're hearing about today, too. The idea that there are millions of women in America today who already are either self-medicating with cannabis or simply using it recreationally. So what is it, do you think, that's put a focus on women today?
Well, I think it's kind of it's not a new phenomenon, but an underreported phenomenon. When the general public thinks of a cannabis consumer, they think of a young man, a hippie, a grungy male person. That's the stereotype that people who aren't engaged in the cannabis reform movement or, you know, just are on the outside of this whole thing, that's how a lot of them see it. So when this was brought to light, I think even myself, I was even shocked that this existed. This was a phenomenon that just hadn't been reported on. And I think the growth in women's support for marijuana prohibition or for repealing prohibition was it grew 12 points in, I think, 4 years. It was a confluence of forces that exploded into this whole media frenzy over it's just something that hadn't been talked about. You know, it's new, it's fresh, it's a little bit rebellious.
Well, and you know, not all the stories are sort of the stiletto stoner story. Some of the most followed stories are out there right now are of mothers who are treating their autistic children with cannabis. You put out a great press release this week for the Normal Women's Alliance that highlighted all these women involved, and there were two women on that list who are treating their children who have autism with some form of cannabis therapy. That is a fascinating thing, that women are stepping up for the care of their own children in the case of medical marijuana in this case. And they are making a very compelling case for motherhood being sort of the best medicine here.
Yeah, I mean, it's the mother's internal instinct. You can't argue with a mom on child rearing and how families should be handling their children and their children's illnesses. I think I'm not terribly versed in the medical aspect of cannabis, but I think that this is something that more people need to come out. I've gotten a couple emails from other mothers who've told me very similar stories. They're not as comfortable going public with it, but I've put them in touch with these women so that they could have some other women to talk to, some other mothers who were going through what they were going through. You know, I'm sure they've started feeling a lot of guilt, but then they realized it was a necessity, and, you know, you're going to do what's best for your child, legal or illegal.
Well, and, you know, with the Normal formed up the Women's Alliance to sort of pull together all the women who have a stake in reform in America. And this has been a very successful project. It really has pulled together a very powerful group of women in their own right and then their own communities into this one place, the Normal Women's Alliance. What do you think is going to happen with women's involvement with marijuana in 2010?
Well, hopefully there could be a greater presence in the public of this group, and that there is a large group of women who believe that a change needs to be made and can start snowballing, you know, and picking up those women, those 12% of women that grew in the polls over the last couple of years, that the fastest growing demographic to support marijuana law reform. And if you can give them a platform and a community where they feel they're a part of something that where they can associate with other women who are just like them, there you would be more willing to come on board. Whereas a general organization, which are, I think all of them are headed up pretty much by men, right? Or at least 90% of them are, and involve mostly men. It's just the atmosphere over the decades have not been as welcoming to women. So I think if there was a forum presented to the women, to all of these women, then they would be more likely to stand up and be public about their opinion, and especially in 2010 with California and the tax and legalize. I know the other parents' groups have been standing up in opposition to it, and I'm working on an ad right now. That's kind of a takeoff of a ad that Pauline Sabin did in the 1930s that says their security demands your vote, and a picture of a mother and her two sons and her voting. So hopefully we can counter that negative publicity that other parents groups have been bringing and bring a legitimate maternal presence in support of the initiative and the issue as a whole.
And what's the best way for people to get involved with this Women's Alliance if there are women who wish to be involved?
Well, at this point, I would suggest emailing me at Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A, at normal, N-O-R-M-L, .org.
All right.
And I can put them in touch with other like-minded women and bring them into our forum and our group.
Sabrina Fendrick is with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. She's helping run the Normal Women's Alliance, a group of women working against marijuana prohibition here in America to repeal the prohibition of cannabis. And we'll speak with her with updates on the Normal Women's Alliance throughout the year. Sabrina, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.